It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, Dwayne Hastad at Heather Nursery and Floral in Dawson. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. Nice day out there today.
Yeah, a lot less humid, Dwayne.
Yeah, that's good.
We like it, and I think the plants like it, don't they?
Yes, I think so, yes.
What's happening at Heather?
Oh, we're busy landscaping, doing a big retaining wall, which is kind of cool. We don't do a lot of those, but we do retaining walls and pavers and that type of stuff. And so we're working on that. And got birthday flowers, funeral flowers, and all that kind of stuff at the floral part of the deal. And we got fall is for planting. We got a lot of fall mums. If people are looking for fall decorative mums, we have a lot of those, and they're very nice.
Awesome. Good. All right. We're going to open up our phone lines for Dwayne, as we do every Thursday. You can ask Dwayne a lawn or garden question. The number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301. Or you can email them over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net with any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. So give us a call right now, 598-7301. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Where I was going to do fruit trees, and I took a picture, or have a picture there, of honey gold apples, which is one of my favorite apples. I was looking for a picture of Triumph apple. Triumph is a new apple put out by the University of Minnesota, and it's a cross between a Honeycrisp and a Liberty apple. Liberty apple is an old-fashioned apple, and it's the most nutritious apple. So we have this Triumph apple, which is a Honeycrisp, that's really good for you. So if you're going to add a new tree to your orchard, plant the Triumph apple.
All right. Dwayne, talk about the University of Minnesota, the apple. It's world-known, I guess, and you had a part in that when you went to school there. Talk about that a little bit.
That was just a couple years ago. I graduated from the University of Minnesota in horticulture, and I worked at the Arboretum, and there was just the gentleman that developed a lot of these Honeycrisp apples from the University of Minnesota. His name was Jim Luby, and he's younger than I am, but he retired, and Jim Luby developed a lot. He was in the fruit breeding program at the University of Minnesota, and he's credited for breeding the Honeycrisp apple, the Zestar, and the Sweet Tangle, and a number of other apples. So that was kind of a celebration. He was there for 41 years, and unfortunately, I graduated from there 45 years ago, so a long time ago.
Yeah.
I worked on a program with a lot of the grasses at the university, at the Arboretum, so it took about 25 years after I had kind of helped with the program before they got popular, and so I have a little interest in the grasses at the University of Minnesota.
They mean like lawn grass or what?
Well, ornamental grasses, you know, like Carl Forrester and the North Winds, and you know, some of these ones that you see that are planted in your perennial gardens and stuff. Not so much lawn grasses, but more of the ornamental grasses.
Okay. Interesting. All right. What's our horticultural concern for the week?
We have lots of concerns. So a number of years ago, I made a fall checklist, and it's quite extensive. And Paul, you posted that online, and it kind of tells you what you should do with your trees, shrubs, ornamental trees, roses, your flowers, your vegetable garden, perennial garden, lawns, bulbs, and I have a checklist on some of those things, so you can have a Heather to-do list instead of a honey to-do list, and you can check them off there, and you can go online, or you can pick up this checklist at the, you know, Heather Nursery and Floral, and we have them there, or else just give me a call and I can explain some of these things. But it just gives you an idea what to do, like the trees, it says prune off bottom branches or diseased or broken branches, wrap young trees with smooth bark or smooth bark trees, rake up the leaves and compost them and use tree guards on your tree over the winter. And another one I should add is if you have a lot of deer problems, which is probably one of the questions that's going to come up pretty quick, is spray tree guard. It's a tree guard or a repellent on your trees, and that'll help keep the deer and rodents away this winter.
Okay. You know what? We got a little time, Dwayne. Just go, run down the checklist, the fall checklist, with for our listeners that don't have the checklist in front of them. I think it's interesting.
The shrub says prune flowering shrubs about one-third off, you know, or if anything's overgrown, cut to ground. That would be, if your bush is old, and has a lot of, you know, old branches in there, renovate the plant and cut it to the ground. Protect evergreens with wilt-proof so they don't dehydrate in the wintertime. Apply rabbit and mice repellent. Ideas for fruit and ornamental trees is clean up decaying fruit, spray with horticultural oil, deer repellent, wrap trees, prune trees when dormant. That means when your tree doesn't have leaves on is a good time to prune your fruit and ornamental trees. Roses, cover your hybrid tea roses, spray with horticultural oil. Prune your shrub roses, you know, trim them up. They grow so fast anyway, and so time to prune those up. Flowers and planters, bring in plants over winter before frost. You should shape your plants, you know, prune them a little bit, and then I would definitely spray them with a bug or insect, systemic in the ground. Spray them with a bug killer or a fungicide too, so you don't bring those diseases into your house. That's what it says, treat with fungicide, insecticide, miticide. Vegetable garden, full plants and weeds. Fall, you can early fall plant with ground cover crop if you want. Mix with compost and earth elements and minerals and till that in for the winter. Perennial gardens, remove weeds, prune back plants, mulch with good wood product, divide overgrown plants in early fall, and I know we have one of those questions coming up. What do you do with the lawns? Spray for fall weeds, apply fall fertilizer, plant grass seed, aerate or dethatch your lawn. Last mowing should be shorter, should be 2 inches. Remove debris from your lawn, which means rake your leaves. The last category is bulbs. Dig up spring bulbs, cannas, callas, dahlias, and other ones after your frost and store for the winter, or else they won't make it. Plant fall bulbs like tulips, daffodils, crocus, and we do have those in at Heather Nursery, so have a good selection. So that's our Heather Nursery's fall checklist.
That's awesome, Dwayne. I got a couple questions off them checklists.
Yep.
I have a young tree in my backyard that the top branches, there's nothing on them. They look dead. But the tree looks really good, but the top, there's a few top branches. So you're saying not to prune them now, wait till the leaves fall off to prune on the tree?
Well,
when it goes dormant?
You know what rules are made for?
What?
To be broken.
Okay.
Usually what I say is you have a sharp pruning shears in your hand is the best time to prune. The trees are going dormant now, and if you have some branches that don't look good, you can prune those off now.
Okay.
There's some that are critical, such as oak trees. If you have oak trees, you can get oak wilt, and they say you shouldn't be pruning those until the middle of November. But that's one of the exceptions, and we don't have a lot of oak trees here. So,
okay,
fall is a good time to be planting.
Can I rake up my leaves in the backyard and use them for compost?
Yep, but if you have some of these flowering crab trees that have had this disease, or the lilacs that have this that are turned brown, that's a fungus problem. And if you have fungus problem, you shouldn't probably compost those leaves. I'd get rid of them, throw them away, and otherwise you're just carrying that disease on for next year.
Okay. All right, we got some questions to get to here before we run out of time. So my grass is turning brown, Dwayne. Should I put fertilizer down and water it?
What I would do is wait for a rain, let it come back a little bit. A lot of that brown out there, you know what, is your crabgrass turning brown. If your lawn is really brown, it's probably crabgrass. But, you know, putting fertilizer out there, I would wait for a rain, then put fertilizer, and then spray your weeds after it cools off a little bit. Good time to put grass seed on, too, is in the fall.
Okay. Another question got in here. I wanted to divide and transplant my hostas, but someone told me to wait till cooler weather to do that.
Well, we know when it's 80 plus, 90 degrees. The 90 degrees, it's not to be transplanting that. But if you really, really have to, water them. Give them a good drink of water the day before, and then you can dig them up and move them. And if you're moving hostas, I'd cut them back to 2-3 inches high and then move the roots. I had bought a whole mess of hostas and iris from a guy in Florida many years ago, and he bawled me out, says, "You guys transplant your plants way too late in Minnesota." I said, "Do it early." So September's a good time to be dividing your perennials and moving them around.
Okay. And another question here is, how can I get rid of the little nuisance trees growing underneath my evergreen trees? These little nuisance trees, you know, that pop up underneath evergreen trees, he cuts them down and they just grow back.
A tough one. There's a product called Tordon. If you cut them off and put Tordon on there, it'll kill those roots. But if those roots are intertwined with the roots of the evergreen tree, it could hurt the evergreen tree too. So if you can pull them out some way, would be the best way. You know, hook a chain onto them, or dig them out, or hoe them out. Because if you put Tordon under there, that could hurt your evergreen. So I guess it's called good hard work.
Manual labor, then.
Manual labor. Maybe it's bad hard.
All right, that's the questions we have today, and appreciate listeners bringing them into the studio here for that. So, hey, what else we got going on? You got a couple minutes.
Most questions that I get at this time of the year is, my evergreens are turning brown. But in the mid-August, evergreens start turning brown on the inside of the tree, okay? Third-year needles on evergreen fall off every year. That's how you get needles under your evergreen. So the inside needles naturally fall off. That's not a disease. If the last 2 years or the outside of the evergreen tree is turning brown, I would definitely spray that. That's probably a needle cast. I would spray it with a fungicide. But the inside of the tree, inside of an evergreen turns brown, and that's natural.
All right. All right, Shop Heather Nursery and Floral in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison for all your fall needs. Right, Duane?
That's true, and you know what, Paul? It's already come to a whole season, and we're going to just do one more program next week, and then we'll take the winter off, the late fall winter off, and be back next spring. So one more time this year.
All right, so if you got any questions, next week's the last week then. So
last week on the radio, and after that, you got to call me.
All right, Duane, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Have a great day, everybody.
That's Duane Hasted, and that's another garden show here on Q92.